Good evening, lovely listeners, and thank you so much for tuning in. This is your host, Kate, and tonight we are talking about the juicy topic of being friends with your ex. Yes or yikes? Do you have any exes that you're friends with? Some people think that trying to be friends with your ex is like trying to keep your dead dog. Do you agree or disagree? Join us now at Living Single in Your City to find out. Stay authentic, stay real. Welcome to the show. Welcome to Living Single in Your City. We are a nightly podcast here at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 days a week. We are a company that has a foundation and mission to connect with singles across the globe for networking, real talk sessions, business building, and so much more. We would love to hear from you, our listeners. Please reach out to us if you have an idea, a topic you would wish us to discuss, or if you would like to be a guest on our show. You can reach out to us through Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or our website at www.livingsingle.org. Once again, www.livingsingle.org. Stay tuned. Hello, everyone. We're live. Welcome to the show. This is your host, Kate, and I am so excited to be on tonight. We're talking about a good topic. I'm excited about this topic. It is, should you be friends with your exes? I feel like people really, really vary on this, and I think that the reason why people vary is probably because it really depends on your ex. And so I think people start, like, when you're asked that question, you immediately start thinking of your exes, and when you start thinking of them, you're like, oh, I would talk to that one, I wouldn't talk to this one, et cetera, et cetera. So what I've learned, you know, I originally was the type of person who told everybody, like, drop the ex, just don't talk to him anymore, like, get rid of him, just be done, right? Because I was always like, you're going to fall back into it, or it's just going to cause problems. And I think since I've become single again, I've changed my mind, and I'm going to tell you guys a little bit about why. So my exes, so I would say, let's just talk about my exes. So there's three of them, I would say. The first one I was with for 2 years in high school. So he and I don't know, we had a good relationship. We definitely were not right for each other, like totally opposite people. But in high school, I feel like you just don't know. You just like somebody, and that's when you're like starting out and learning. And so he and I really, I feel like we mainly broke up because he was going to the military. And we didn't talk at all. Like we probably went, like, when we broke up initially, we didn't talk for like a year. And then he hit me up like a year later to ask me to come eat with him, which I was like, what do you mean? Like, come eat with you right now. Like, what is this about? And we went, and like, I don't know, it was a really interesting experience where he basically like, I don't even really understand what happened there. I'm not gonna lie. Like, he put on that song, I Should Have Bought You Flowers. So like, I don't know if he was like trying to get me back or not. But I think after that night, I was kind of like, no, this is a bad idea. Because like literally 2 weeks later, my boyfriend that followed him ended up like visiting me from another state. So we weren't like the new guy that I was seeing, we weren't exclusive or anything, or like becoming boyfriend and girlfriend. We were just meeting for the first time from an internet relationship. So it was really weird timing, like that I didn't talk to him for a year, and then 2 weeks before my like new person was coming to visit me, like he hit me up. So yeah, so he and I really didn't talk at all. Like after that point, after that year point, we never spoke again. And then my ex after him was 7 years. We dated for 7 years. He and I, we will never speak again, probably. I don't think we'll speak again. I'll get more into that. And then my ex after that speak again. So let me tell you, like, what's going on with each of those. So my ex from high school, he actually, like, when I became single recently, he messaged me on Facebook for the first time since, you know, years ago. Probably had been, well, 7 years, about 7-8 years that we had talked. And he was like, hey, like, I don't know if this is okay, but, like, I'm curious, like, what happened to your 7-year relationship, right? And I was like, okay, well, I'm really open about it. Like, I know some people, when they're asked, like, about their past relationship, especially a long one that ended, especially one that ended in divorce, like, they may not be super willing to talk about it. But for me, I am definitely open to talking about it, mainly because for me, like, I feel confident in that decision. It was my decision. It doesn't hurt me to talk about it. But, yeah, he reached out and asked me these questions. Initially, I was kind of like, okay, what does he want? But he's married and he has children, right? And he, like, at first I was like, oh, no, like, I hope this guy's not going to say something inappropriate to me because I'm, like, really over the whole, like, men in relationships or marriages, like, coming at me. So I was like, just hoping that he was just catching up, you know? So I told him what happened, relationship, super open about it. And since then, which was probably, like, 2 or 3 months ago, I don't know, it's hard to remember exactly the timing that he messaged me, we've been, like, somewhat consistently messaging, but his wife, like, knows, like, she will talk to me. Like, we have conversations all together. Like, he'll be like, oh, remember that one time I was just talking to my wife about this, and, like, she thinks that's funny, and our conversations, like, never, ever, ever even slightly crossed the line, and he's, like, you know, like, even said it's nice just to, like, catch up because we both know that we were, like, decent people, and, you know, as long as we're, like, doing what's right, I mean, he cares about his children, he cares about his wife, he would never do that. And for me, it was, like, the first time that I was like, okay, like, maybe this is possible. I don't know if you need to wait 7-8 years, like, to make it possible, but, you know, it was the first time where I was like, okay, like, this is nice. Like, it's nice to just, like, have that, I don't know, I want to say the saying, like, dust under the rug, or I don't remember the saying, but it's just nice that it's out of the way, and we can talk and, like, be candid with each other and tell each other what's going on. And it's not like we talk, like, it's like, you know, maybe a message or two, like, every 2 or 3 days. Like, it's not super frequently or anything. It's just, like, we're able to catch up with each other with no problem, and it's not like anyone's jealous. And, like, I commend his wife the most. Like, he even listens to these sometimes, so, like, I hope that him and his wife be sitting listening to this, and I hope she is, because I commend her. Like, it takes somebody with, like, a lot of confidence to let, like, for their husband to be, like, messaging someone that they used to talk to or date and not be, like, really insecure about that. The fact that, like, her and I have messages or, like, talk through, you know, his messages, obviously, but just the fact that we talk is, like, already just, I don't know, it shows a lot of maturity. Maybe it's because I'm in California, I'm not sure, but it's just, I think it's really big of her. And I think that that's kind of what I've started to realize about exes, is that some people can do it and some people cannot, and that just depends on what that relationship dynamic looks like and how, like, how petty those two people want to be, realistically. Not just petty. Sometimes you just shouldn't talk to your ex. Like, they're just, like, toxic for you, right? Like, there's a lot of situations. So that was my first ex. He and I are friends. It's awesome. I'm glad we're friends. My second ex, I don't think we'll ever be friends. I just think, like, because we got married and then, like, I left really quickly after getting married, like, I think that, you know, for me, it was like, for sure, like, I wanted to be with him. I can tell you on my wedding day that I never had any doubts. Like, I never, like, took a minute and freaked out. Like, I really wasn't freaked out. I think that there were tons of issues, but, like, a month before the wedding, things were really, really good, and I was just, like, unfocused on those things and just, like, looking at the positive things
And, like, I thought that maybe every single issue that we had was just, like, wedding planning stress, because let me tell you, that is stressful. Don't let your in-laws get involved. Definitely, it was, like, a really stressful time. And so I was like, this is why it's happening, and everything's going to be fine once we're done with this. And then everything wasn't fine. And because everything wasn't fine, then it was just kind of like a really quick realization that I had made a really big mistake. And since making the decision to leave, like, I haven't even, like, I've never questioned. I honestly haven't even cried, like, over that situation. Like, I've just been like, that was a good decision for me. And, like, I'd been with him since I was 17. So when I became single, it was just like, I don't know, surprising to me. That I was so, like, I thought at some point I'd, like, break down and have a problem, but I was really cool about it. And honestly, like, I think I could be his friend. I actually think he and I were potentially meant to just be best friends. Like, I don't think we were supposed to, like, fall in love. I mean, well, we were, right? Because that's what happened, and that's where we're at. And I think everything happens for a reason. But, like, when I think about him and I, and our relationship, I recognized that we were best friends. We just weren't compatible, like, romantically or sexually or in many other ways. And I wish, like, I really wish that I could have met him and been his best friend and never, like, moved past that. Although he, like, he definitely helped shape me in a lot of ways. He, like, taught me a lot of things. And, you know, that's why I don't have any regrets. I don't think, like, doing the relationship altogether. Besides maybe hurting him, like, I made a really good decision for me, but I had to hurt him in the process. So, like, for me, I also care about him as a person, but I think that he's probably just, like, mad enough, like, from him and his family's standpoint, I could see how they feel like I, like, came in and, like, you know, they did this big wedding, and then right afterwards I was like, all right, never mind, you know, like, I could see how they might look at it like I don't know, you know, but I think that it's really hard to explain, but I think Tim and I probably won't be friends because of that. Like, I think they're probably upset. Maybe one day I'll, like, write a letter to his parents and explain myself. Like, I really didn't talk to them when I left. Like, it's hard to really find the word, because some of the reasons why I left are, like, intimate reasons and things that, like, are just really, like, not necessarily something you want to explain to somebody's parents either. So it's just been kind of, like, I don't know, on pause. And I thought maybe one day when I got into the right headspace, I'll sit down and write them a letter and, like, explain things and apologize and tell them that I hope that they're, like, doing well, for sure. And then my last ex, I talked about him before on a previous podcast, which is the Being the Other Woman podcast, because I was for a little while. I don't know that I would really, like, we never, like, officially called ourselves boyfriend and girlfriend, but we were exclusive. And I mean, like, he had a girlfriend, but she was in another country, so, like, we were exclusive, and we had, like, a 5-month relationship. So I consider him an ex, and he and I will never speak because, like, of the way everything that ended, which, if you are curious about, feel free to go listen to the Being the Other Woman podcast, Other Woman or Other Man. But yeah, he and I won't be friends because things just ended pretty poorly. But yeah, so those are kind of my exes and the reason why. When we get back, we will delve a little bit more into this topic. So we're going to go ahead and cut to break.
Hello, this is Kate, and welcome to tonight's Single News. We're going to talk about the New Leaf Project conducted in Canada, where 50 homeless people that were confirmed to not have any serious mental or substance abuse problems were given $7,500. Now, after 1 year, most recipients still had $1,000 in savings, and 67% could still feed themselves daily. The study took monthly and quarterly self-reported surveys on conditions and expenditures. And many people may argue that the money would be spent irresponsibly, for example, on drugs or alcohol, but the spending on these actually went down by 39%. 52% of their money went towards food and rent, 15% went towards medication and transportation, and an average of $700 to one-time cash purchases like a bike or computer. In fact, because many of them moved into apartments or houses, there were fewer nights in shelters, and that saved about $8,100 per person for the shelters. And this money actually really gave people hope and the foundation that they needed to try to turn their life around. There was even one person that ended up taking a course in computers that put him on his dream career path of becoming a community counselor for those with substance addictions. Thank you, and back to the show.
All right, we're back. So I shared a little bit about my, dating history, exes, and if I'm friends with them or not. And now I want to hear from you, Alexis. Like, what do you think about being friends with your exes? Are there some that you stay friends with, some that you don't? Like, what do you think?
It must be that you and I are very different people, Kate, because my answer is going to be hell no.
Never, ever.
Because it's not because I'm bitter. It's not because all my previous relationships ended in disasters. It's just I'm the type of person that when something is over, I have a closure conversation with that person. They get to say what they need to say. I get to say what I need to say. And then we go our separate ways, and I pray to God I never have to deal with them a day in my damn life again.
Yeah. I feel that. Do you think that there's any one of your exes that, like, you just none of them you could ever see a friendship with, or none of them, like, you miss as a person?
No, because I'm just, I said this on this podcast before. I have a reputation in my family and among my friends that I'm just a cold-hearted bitch, because when I'm done, I'm just done. Like,
yeah.
Whether it's positive then or bad ending then, when I'm done, I'm just done. Because I cannot do the whole back and forth, are we friends, are we not, what lines can we cross. I don't do any of that shit. I have better things to worry over and stress over. So for me, when it comes to my romantic relationships, no, I don't stay friends with any of them. It's not anything bad. It's not that I don't want to ever see them. Okay, well, maybe a couple or two I would like to see succeed under, but whatever.
Yeah, definitely. I think that that was definitely the mentality that I had for a while. I think it's just, like, the recent, you know, my ex from high school contacting me that's made me be like, okay, like, maybe this can be done. But, you know, maybe I'll have to do, like, another podcast on this in 6 months and see if that's actually true. also, maybe it's different just the fact that he and I are, like, speaking from different states. It's not like we're, like, hanging out. So that could be part of it. Do you think? No, go for it.
Here's the thing. I take that back. I do have a person that I casually dated that I talked to. Right, but he and I didn't date, so I don't really consider him an ex. I just consider him someone I casually dated. So that, like, it was years before he reached out to me, and a lot has happened, and I am happy to say that we are friends. But personally, I feel no need to reach out to any of my exes. If any of my exes were to reach out to me, I just ignore their damn text messages and or Facebook messages, because I'm not trying to have no mess on my hands.
Dang, you have some self-control, because I'm telling you, like, when he messaged me, there was, like, I wasn't sure about it, but there was no part of me that wasn't going to find out why. Like, I can,
no,
like, fully admit that I hope they're all sitting around wanting
inbox.
To see yourself.
Because most
you'll,
of...
You'll do
okay,
what?
I'm going to be 100% honest. The only way that I would ever see a message is if you are one of my friends, because my Facebook is private. You can't find me on Facebook unless you know for sure what my email is. And my email has changed since I dated any of them. So let's just 100% be honest. You can't find me on Facebook, and that's the way I prefer it for job purposes, because I don't know who is going to post a picture of me that I'm going to have to answer to. So no thank you, right? So for me, even if an ex were – a able to do the ad or somebody that we used to know and somehow miraculously find me on Facebook, I still wouldn't see the damn message because it will go into my other box. And, you know, when I check my other box, never.
Do any of them still have your number, or has your number changed?
I've changed my number.
Dang, girl. Did you do that just so they couldn't text you anymore? You're like, man, all these exes won't leave me alone.
No, I just changed. Okay. So the last three exes should still have this number. But in all honesty, I think, like, I'm just the type of person where, because of that closure conversation, I make it perfectly clear I never really want to hear from them ever again.
So do you think when
because
you, like,
have you ever had a conversation with someone where even if things are ending on good terms, where you're like, yeah, if you ever need anything, just let me know. But you know they don't mean it. They're just saying it because that's the proper thing to say.
Mhm. Definitely.
Yeah,
I think
that's
I don't know that that's happened to me, but I understand the concept. Yeah.
That's what I said. So whenever I have a closing conversation with anybody, a closure conversation, I was like, yeah, well, I'm so glad that we had this talk and we understand each other better, but let me know if you ever need anything. And when I say it, the other person knows that I don't mean it.
How do they know? Just because
they
know you really well?
They know me really well. Because, Kate, you're going
okay.
to... I don't want to call somebody stupid or idiot, but depending on how things left it, right? And if somebody really wanted to be your friend or something like that, then it would have been worked itself out. But, like, for me, I don't believe in being friends with somebody I used to fuck. So, I'm sorry, no. So, there are only three situations where I fuck someone. It's because they're friends with benefits, and no, I don't sleep with my friends. It's usually a stranger, but you call it a friend with benefits because you can't really call it stranger with benefits. I'm in a relationship with you. And then, like, so, and three, it's a one-night stand. I don't really have those anymore. So, no, I don't befriend people I fuck. I'm sorry. It's just not that way.
Yeah. So the guy that you, like, casually dated, you and him never, like, did anything?
We did do something. It was years ago. I was 21 or 22. I'm now 34. He's been through a marriage, divorce, and he has a daughter, and she's very beautiful and such like that, and he and I talk, stuff like that. And, like, you know, sometimes he does say that he would like to try again, but I'm not single, so that's not happening anytime soon. So,
yeah, that's the hard part. I think, like, at some point, the exes tend to, like, at some point, one or the other person might be like, oh, let's do this again. And then that's when it's kind of like a problem. I feel like both people would have to be really, really committed to, like, not doing it again to even try the friendship thing. But it's a compliment in some ways, too.
See, for me, how I honestly think about it is, I'm one of those people that have a lot of acquaintances, but very few friends. So if I am going to consider you a friend, you're going to have to be really important to me. And not to say that any of my exes aren't important, because at one point in my life, they were important to me. It's just better for me not, I hate to put it this way. If it was meant to be and we were meant to be something other, then it would have worked itself out in a relationship. But clearly the relationship ended. Whether it was on good terms, bad terms, they ended it, I ended it, it was mutually ended, it ended. So I need to bury the hatchet and move on. Because why the f*** am I going to hold on to this person for it, even if it is in a friendship form?
Yeah, definitely. I think that, like, I don't know, I think that thinking about my, like, ex that I was with for 7 years, like, I wish it went differently, because I think he and I were meant to be friends. Like, not even, like, it would have been so much better if he and I were friends. Like, we could have been best friends and just never been romantic. I think it's sometimes, like, once it crosses that line, fortunate, which is why so many people, like, go back and forth on whether or not to, like, hook up with a friend that they're really close to, because it's like, oh, this is going to mess the friendship up. But let's go ahead and cut to break, and when we get back, we're going to talk a little bit more about this.
If you are seeking a website, logo, graphic designer, or maybe you're starting a business or anything that comes with business, personal, or even social needs, consider doing business with ELI Solutions. ELI has the solutions for you. The website address is wehavethesolution.org.
Okay, we're back. So now I want to flip this topic not to being about if you would be friends with your ex, but what about if your current partner was friends with their ex? Alexis, what do you think? If your current partner was friends with one of their exes, would you like that? Could you handle that? Would it be like a no? Would it be like a deal breaker?
My boyfriend and I are similarly minded. He's not friends with any of his damn exes.
Nice. What if he was, though? What if he told you he wanted to be, like, randomly?
If he told me he wanted to be friends with his ex, it depends which one. If it was the one that he left her for me, hell no. If it was his ex-wife, it would probably make his life a little easier, but that's not happening on either front, so that question is mute.
Okay, well, I have, like, an interesting story. So one of the guys I'm seeing, one of his best friends, who has now become one of my friends, he is, like, still best friends with his ex, right? Like, they're really good friends. They live each other. They have a dog together, and they, like, continue to, like, take care of this dog together. And I think maybe that's what, like, brings, like, why they still talk, potentially. I don't know. I'll have to ask them if there was no dog involved, what would happen. Because you obviously hear people that, like, have kids. Usually not pets. Usually pets, one person just takes the animal. I guess they're both very attached to the dog. I don't know. But when they have kids, especially, they'll stay, a lot of people will obviously stay friends, or at least, you know, for their children, they will remain, you know, what is the word? Amicable. But he has, you know, he's really good friends with his ex. And what's crazy is he puts on, like, these big events, right? And he had an event one time where he invited his ex, and he invited my friend that I had just set him up with. Like, I was like, oh, you two might, like each other. You two should talk. And he also invited some other girl that I'd met before that I knew he was talking to, right? And I post, man, I hope he doesn't listen to this. He is post, and all three of these girls are in the picture, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, like, my friend, I sent her into this situation. Like, she's going to come back and be like, what did you do to me? And she gets back, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. Well, okay, and keep in mind, this is like a trash cleanup, like a beach cleanup thing, and he posted it, like, all over his social media. So if you post, like, all over your social media, like, trash cleanup, and then somebody says they want to come, like, I think he was just kind of thinking of, like, I want as many people here as possible to get as much trash, and he was trying to, like, put personal things aside. I don't know. Personally, I'd probably be like, maybe only one girl that I'm into should come to this. But he invites all these girls, right? And my friend gets back, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry. Are you okay? Like, I sent you into this situation. And she was like, what are you talking about? She was like, it was really fun. And I was like, yeah, but this girl was there and this girl was there. And she actually had no idea. So I'm the one who burst the bubble for her. So I was like, dang, oops, I just burst the bubble. So she was like, wait, that girl's the other girl he's seeing? Wait, like, that's his ex. What's happening? But she's still talking to him, so I guess it did. I guess it was okay for her. But that's kind of like the you know, where I start thinking of, like, how would you feel if somebody else, if someone you're talking to is talking to their ex. And when I think about, like, I mean, I'm dating around right now. I'm single, right? But I have a few people that we've talked about entanglements before. I have a few entanglements. And within my entanglements, like, see, even me thinking about them talking to their ex might be, like, enough for me to just be like, eh, like, especially depending on the guy and depending on the ex. One of the guys I talked to, he's actually, like, in another country right now visiting his daughter, and he's staying with his ex, right? Like, I'm pretty sure they're staying in the same place, but he and I are not official. But even if he and I were, if he and I did become official because there's a child involved, I would probably just trust him, right? Like, I would be like, you need to do what's best for your daughter. Maybe I would go. I don't know. But I don't think I would, like, be bent out of shape. Maybe he could stay somewhere else. Like, oh, no, Alexis, what do you think about that? Like, if I started dating this guy and he has a daughter in another country with another woman and he's staying with her, like, do you think that would be insane?
Hell no. Get yourself a damn hotel room.
Can't stay with her anymore. Dang, but then he's not seeing his child as much. I guess
well,
the kids
get a damn hotel room near where she stays. See, here's the thing, okay? I understand that he's visiting his child, and I commend him for that, right? Way to go for visiting your child, even if your child lives in another country. But why can't you make arrangements for your ex to bring your child to the hotel? You and your child can stay at the hotel. Why the do you have to be in the house with your ex and your child pretending you're a family when you're clearly not a family anymore? Hell no, 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 no.
Well, if I start dating him, I would definitely be that way. But now, since I'm not dating him and still seeing other people, I'm like, you do you. But, like, definitely if I started dating him, I don't know. I mean, I would probably want to go just because, like, his little girl is so cute. Like, I actually would really like to meet her. Like, she seems so silly and so fun, and he's so silly and so fun. His ex is beautiful. Like, I won't say intimidating because it's not, like, just because she's beautiful I wouldn't freak out about it or anything, but definitely it would be a little bit uncomfortable. Like, somebody's staying, like, he's, like, this time he's going for 3 months, and, like, if you are going somewhere for 3 months and staying in the same house as your ex, like, I don't know. I bet you at some point they get intimate. Like, I just don't know how you wouldn't. If you've, like, been attracted to each other before, like, I'm like, even if somebody casually dating him, I'm like, oh, my gosh, this man's going to move to Sweden because he's there for 3 months. He's going to, like, fall back in love or something. I'm like, who knows? Who knows what will happen? But, yeah, so I think that it's just interesting, like, everybody's, like, different dynamics, and I questioned, like, my friend that I was telling you about that's really good friends with his ex, like, I questioned him a lot, and him and all of his friends, like, the whole crew are very, like, adamant that it's mature. You're more mature if you can be friends with your ex, and I just, like, honestly, I was so much like you, Alexis, before I just started, like, Facebook messaging my ex, so, like, I don't even know how I feel, but I know that it's weird. Like, I think you would have to be really, I don't know if the word's mature or just really over someone or what, to, like, hang out with that person while they're hanging out with, like, new people and seeing new people. Like, I don't know how I would do that. Like, do you think that that's something you could do? Like, do you think that if you had, like, if you knew that your ex and, you know, or your current boyfriend and an ex were, like, for sure platonic and you were hanging out with them all the time, like, would that still just be no way? Like, no way you could do that. Like, it would just, like, not work.
See, for me, in all honesty, I don't want to befriend my current boyfriend's exes, okay? Because one girl, he left her for me, and the other one is just batshit crazy.
Okay.
There is no theoretical with me, because I already made it perfectly clear I made it perfectly clear to my boyfriend that it's probably a good thing that we don't live together, because if we live together, I definitely will have a thing or two to say to his ex-wife, and I don't really give a crap, because I'm sorry, she thinks that she's all that and she can get away with bloody murder when it comes to him, but she's definitely not going to get away with bloody murder when it comes to me, because I will definitely smack her across her face.
But he definitely doesn't speak to her anymore. At all.
Oh, no. He speaks to his ex-wife because they have a child together.
Oh.
And he doesn't have a choice.
But okay.
He's not friends with her. See, that's why I said when you asked that question is mute, because he's been married for such a long time. And his ex, who is not his ex-wife, is the woman he left for me. So that question is kind of mute.
Gotcha. Okay, well, let's go ahead and cut to our last break, and we will keep going when we get back.
If you have a business or you are seeking to start a business, please protect yourself when it comes to contracts, accidents, document review, new clients, and more. Just Life Events can assist you with getting access to quality attorneys at reduced rates for all of your business needs. We can also help with family plans, plans for truckers, large and small businesses, and so much more. Remember, it's better to have and not need than to need and not have. Contact us today for a free consultation to see how we may be able to meet your legal needs. Our website is justlifeevents.org.
Okay, we're back. So we just left off saying that your ex has a child with, no, your current boyfriend has a child with his ex. So they're not friends, but they obviously have to be acquaintances, right? Like, so when they're in front of the child, do they act like friends? Like, you know what I mean? Do they act like amicable?
No.
They're just not, they're not on speaking terms. Like, they just, meet.
In all honesty, I think that in a perfect world, he wouldn't have to deal with his ex at all. That's how he honestly feels about it. I don't blame him considering the situation and stuff like that. See, because in my honest opinion, when a child is involved, I hate to put it this way, in some cases, the child is used as a pawn. And she's definitely one of those people that is going to use the child. So, like, you know, there are a lot of things that she says to him that he can't really respond on because he wants to see his kids. So for me, it makes it kind of difficult for me to hear about this and him not being able to say something, which is why I said it's probably a good thing. Because half the shit that he tells me about how people treat him and what they say to him, I definitely will make it perfectly clear. My whole point is, at the end of the day, I care about him and I love my man. And I'm always going to defend my relationship and defend my man. So if you have anything to say about him, you best believe I'm going to say something right back at you.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like that makes a lot more sense. Like, I feel like there are some people who, when they get a divorce, even if they have a children, divorce or split or whatever, when there's a child involved, like, to me, the ideal situation is you guys are, like, amicable. Like, it's cool to me that this guy that I'm seeing, like, him and his ex-wife are, like, still friends and can stay with each other for 3 months. Like, I think that's really good for the child. Like, I'm like, that's awesome. But I definitely feel like, in your current boyfriend situation, like, if somebody's really, really toxic and is using a child as a pawn, then I probably, like, wouldn't want to be friends with that person either. Like, for your children's sake, like, I don't know. It's interesting because I think that, like, people sometimes get this whole idea of, like, what's best for children, and then they'll do things that aren't even the best for them. Like, sometimes people stay in a marriage that's, like, go ahead.
Here's my real honest truth when I think about it. Okay, I'm probably going to get stones thrown at me for this, but in all honesty, not everybody should be parents, right? You know, like mm-hmm. how you have to have a license mm-hmm. to drive. I think you need to have a license to have a child. Because definitely. Just because we all can procreate does not mean we should procreate. Because here's the thing that a lot of people do not think about when they're in lovey-dovey form and they procreate. Because not everybody goes into a relationship thinking, well, what are we going to do if it ends? But here's the sad truth of the matter. When you decide to have a child, you're stuck with your other half for the rest of your life because you have yep. a child. So whether your relationship lasts or your relationship ends, you can't get rid of your damn ex because you have a child. So me personally, how I view it is if I ever were to have a child, I'm going to have a child either with somebody that I can stand for the rest of my life, or I'm most likely going to get a surrogate if I decide to have a child later in life and just use a sperm donor and be unanonymous. Anonymous. Right? Because like, I can't go back and forth.
You're dragging me
back and forth with all the drama.
Oh my gosh, yes, just eliminate the father. Good idea. I like that. No, for sure, like there's so many different situations, and I think that's kind of like the way that I want to sum up the show is that like I don't know, I feel like Alexis is on the like whole side of like no, don't be friends with your exes. I'm somewhere in the middle. Like, most of the time, you shouldn't be. You should cut that out. Like, it'll just lead back to you guys getting back together, and, you know, maybe it's super toxic. And then there's some people who are like, I'm friends with all my exes, and it's cool, and I'm mature. Like, who knows, right? I think that it's really, really situational. Everything that we talk about on this show is supposed to be like a, you know, what's your situation? Like, we want to hear from you, right? I've always said you guys can reach out to me, message me, on Instagram, KitK1834, like, tell me what you think. Like, do you have friends, like, exes that are your friends and it works? Do you have exes you tried to be friends with and it didn't work? All of these things are really, really, really interesting. I feel like this is one of those topics that if we had more people on, we could just talk for hours about this because there's so many different dynamics and things just in one way or another. But what I want to really hit hard on at the end is that keep in mind who you date and when you split, what kind of situation you're going to leave in, right? And, like, I think one of the biggest things that we talked about is children. Like, who you procreate with, you will be with or, you know, having to be in some sort of contact with probably for the rest of your life. So if that's the case, then think really hard about who you, you know, get down and dirty with and aren't using birth control, aren't using condom. Like, think about those things because being friends with your ex can be really, really difficult and can potentially make it hard for your future relationships, depending on that ex. Maybe that person, maybe the people that you choose are able to be mature about it and are able to be friends and everything's calm and cool, but sometimes that's difficult. So to each their own. We all have different situations. I want to hear about yours. Thank you so much for joining us on Living Single in Your City tonight, and we look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thank you for tuning in to Living Single in Your City. We hope you enjoyed tonight's topic. Please reach out to us through Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube, or at our website at www.livingsingle.org. Once again, www.livingsingle.org. While you're at the website, please do not forget to subscribe for a free newsletter. Until next time.